So I'm in an underground bar in Soho. It's not what you think. It's quite upmarket. And I'm sitting here talking to Clive Dickens of Absolute Radio. I'll say, of Absolute Radio, there's a new future happening, which is...
Well, I'm leaving. I'm after 5 years of blood, sweat and tears, I'm taking on a new adventure in Sydney, Australia. Looking forward to it.
And why Australia? Why not someone like Croydon?
Well, first and foremost is my wife and kids are Australian, and there's a big family calling to that part of the world. Secondly, it's one of the most interesting developing digital economies in the world. They have a fantastic set of raw materials, coal, gold, iron ore, copper and all that nonsense.
You get paid in that?
That'd be lovely, wouldn't it? Get paid in raw materials.
Yeah, maybe not.
But they're one of the few countries in the world that have no... because debt, government debt, and they have a surplus, and they've invested in what's called the MBN, the National...
They've got no actual debt,
at all. Whatsoever at all. They have a surplus, and a chunk of the surplus they've invested in what's called the National Broadband Network, which is the ambition to give, by 2017, 90%+ of Australians will have 1 gigabit connection to the home. And on top of that, there's zero-rated capital gains tax on technology investments. So, you know, it's just...
Which will be a cry out for entrepreneurs to go to Australia. But
totally.
Also, what the fuck are they going to do with a gigaband broadband connection?
That's the thing. Governments can lay the electricity, the roads, the rail, maybe the sewers, the water, the energy. But in the end, it's private enterprise that will define how that infrastructure is generating return on investment. And you know, I want to be in the environment for the next 5 years, but we can work with some great companies to do that.
So you're gonna move to Australia with the sun and a big fat pipe, which is fine. Absolute. What's your proudest moment?
I think the most thing I'm most proud of is the fact that the team at One Golden Square are still the same team that did some great work before we arrived. So we were able to take the audience up to 10-year highs, grow revenue by market busting rates, become incredibly innovative, but we did it with the existing team of people that were there before we bought the business. And that's really quite incredible, because normally you would assume that you'd have to change all of your team. And so the proudest moment has to be what that team of 74 incredibly professional digital executives have achieved in their own time.
Great, so we need to go home. But finally, if you didn't employ Christian O'Connell and pay his wage bill, what is the one thing you'd say to him?
What would I say to Christian? If I didn't pay for his seemingly large mortgage, I would say to Christian that he has a career beyond radio in live performance. Now, whatever you think of Christian as a broadcaster and a communicator, his hidden talents are in front of a live audience, and whether that's a live audience on a stage or a venue or an event. So I said to Christian, realize your dream and get yourself in front of a live audience.
Thank you, Clive. I will see you in Sydney.
Put the Barbie on for you.